stay without your daughter, military person, you know, I don't care how you can be old. They can be a whole lot younger than I am. So if nothing happened, I'll be 60 next month. I can look back now and see a pretty good ways. Sometimes it takes time to learn a lot of things. I know you can learn a lot of spiritual things, Bible and all. But when you get on up there about 60, you start seeing some things that you didn't see when you was 21. Praise the Lord. You see a whole lot more when you get on up about 60. So let's pray for the military. I tell you, I got family that's in military and stuff. Some of them retired military. My mama's daddy, he was World War II veteran. So y'all let's be praying. God help them and bless them. I got a niece now, a great niece. Her husband is talking about joining the military. You hardly hear about anybody going to the military anymore. He's about 21 years old, and I think she's about 19 or so. He's going to join. He's already joined. He's going to the Navy. I think it's the Navy. Ain't it the Navy? Hannah's husband, Brandon.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, he's going to the military. He's supposed to be on base sometime in July. I think it's July, so y'all let's be praying for the military. God help them. But all those that's passed, really, families. I tell you, Memorial Day is a day for the past, but you can still pray for the people that live it. Your family. Yeah, praise the Lord. What page you got of this pen? Well, that sounds good. Praise the Lord. Amen. We ain't got nothing better to do right now than obey God. Let's obey the Lord. Amen. If God's putting something on your heart this morning, you ought to do it. You ought to do it. I ain't gonna tell you better do it, but you ought to do it. And it'd be best if you did do it. Praise the Lord.
morning.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. That reaches out to a lost and dying world. Amen. He's still reaching out this morning, too. I'm going to tell you what, he's reaching out for the lost. You can't tell me that God ain't still working. It's too real around here, praise the Lord. The devil can't do nothing but get on out of here because he ain't got no room. But I'm going to tell you what's the truth. It's feeling mighty good around here this morning. Amen. You look across there and folks is wiping their eyes, and then all of a sudden you're having to grab your handkerchief and wipe yours too, praise the Lord. I tell you, the Spirit of God is real this morning. Praise the Lord. He said to follow the Spirit. Amen. I feel like we're trying to follow Him this morning. Amen. You need to follow the Spirit this morning. Praise the Lord. You want to go the right way this morning? Follow the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Follow the Word of God. It'll line right up with the Spirit of God. Praise the Lord. Both of them will lead you right this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. There ain't nothing wrong in serving God. It's all right. You obey the Lord. Keep following Him. Keep going in the right direction. Amen. You'll make it after a while. You'll get to where you need to be. Amen. The devil can't stop the work of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. You might yield, but the devil can't do it. Amen. He has to go check in with God before he do anything. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's stay checked up with the Lord this morning. Amen. I tell you, it feels so good this morning. I don't know anything this world got to take the place of my Jesus. Praise the Lord. I just don't know of nothing this morning. Amen. You can't get this in a pill bottle. Praise the Lord. Now, don't you get it wrong. Prescription is good if you take it right. You can't get this from the doctor's office. And don't get me wrong, it can be a blessing to you with the help of the Lord. Amen. The courthouse, if they judge in your favor, it's a blessing. I don't like to hang around out at the courthouse. You take a chance with man, you might get judged the wrong way. But I tell you something, folks, it is a blessing. Amen. To have Jesus in your heart and feel like everything's right. Praise the Lord. Amen. You can make it right with Jesus. You might repent to man 1,000 times and not be accepted. But you repent to the Lord, He'll accept you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Some of y'all come on around, let's pray for Donna Kay this morning. She needs help from the Lord this morning. Somebody come and help us pray. Y'all go ahead and sing. But we need to pray for Sister Donna Kay. She's got a burden on her heart this morning. I feel like she's wanting to do the right thing.
Thank you.
30-some years ago. We came back and saved the old wretched soul like that.
as the Lord. One of these days we're going to be saying bye-bye to this world. I believe there's a song, bye-bye world, goodbye. Praise the Lord. I tell you what, we're going to say goodbye to this world after a while. The world will see it. Amen. God's world is going to be a world of righteousness. Amen. Everlasting righteousness. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, I tell you what, it's been feeling pretty good around here so far. Praise the Lord. Let's carry this on into Sunday school. Let's go ahead and have Sunday school. We ain't going to hold you no longer than the Lord wants us to. Let's see what the Lord's got for us in the Sunday school lesson this morning. All right. So this morning starts out in Exodus chapter 20, and it goes right on. So Proverbs, 1 Timothy, Matthew, and 1 Corinthians. I've got a couple extra verses I wanted to read if you'll open your Bible. And I wanted to read a couple extra. We've got so many different places to turn to already. But let's read a couple of different places. The main place I wanted to read is in 1 Timothy. But we'll see. I got several places marked down, but the main place was in 1 Timothy. Our lesson is found on page 12. Everybody got a book. It starts out in Exodus 20. And I think everybody probably knows Exodus 20. Page 77. Yeah, page 77 in the Sunday school book. Exodus chapter 20 is the Ten Commandments. I think if anybody knows much about the Bible, they could say, I know where you can find the Ten Commandments at. Exodus 20. That's like saying Acts chapter 1 and 2 is Pentecost. You know, the Old Testament, you won't find the commandments. You look in Exodus chapter 20. Praise the Lord. How do Christians handle their money? I don't know where a lot of these questions come from, but boy, there's some Bible answers. The title of this whole book is Important Questions and Biblical Answers. If you look on the front of the book, that's what this whole lesson, this whole quarter has been about. And I kind of hate to see this book coming to an end. This is lesson number 12, and we've got 13 lessons in the book. I really hate to see some of these books come to an end. They're based on King James Bible and King James Study. And I like them. I really do. I didn't know that. When I first started out teaching the adult class, I didn't know if I was going to like these Bibles. Books are not reference books, is what you call them, reference study books. I didn't really know if I was going to like them or not. But boy, the Lord's been helping me with these books. These little books right here is a blessing to you. When it's based on the King James, it's a blessing to your heart and soul. I really don't like no other version. I tell you, I don't need no simplified version of the Bible. I don't need no English, modern-day English and all that stuff. I've got a translation right here that was meant for me right here. This here is the one the Lord showed me. But Exodus 20, and our first verse in the lesson is verse 17. What? Thou shalt not covet. What? That's one of the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not covet. You mean to tell me you're teaching the commandments? Huh? What do you think I could go out there and lust after everything in the world? It says, thou shalt not, thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet the neighbor's wife, manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor. And who is thy neighbor? whoever you come in contact with, whoever's next to you. Lord might be blessed you to have $5 million, $20 million, I don't know. But that don't give me the right to cover what you got if I ain't got nothing but a sheet to cover up with on a cold night. That don't give me the right to cover none of what you got. That's what covet means, is the desire and have a urge for something that don't belong to you or something that you see. Praise the Lord. God didn't bless you like He blessed me. God didn't bless me like He did another one. He meant for everybody to have different blessings. Praise the Lord. Somebody said, I want what you got. Well, ask God to give it to you. He might give you what I got. I don't know. Praise the Lord. He took Saul out of the kingdom and put David up there. I don't know. If it's God's will, He might just move me right on out of the way. Huh? Praise the Lord. If it's God's will, He'll move you out of the way. If you're in the wrong way. If you stay out there too long, in the wrong way, sometimes you just run up on the end. You're going to run up on the end one way or the other. Praise the Lord. Saul got to work. He was dead against obeying God. He got in his heart to where he wanted to do what he wanted to. But the man of God come to him and told him. You know who it was that went to him? I know some of y'all Bible scholars know. Samuel. Samuel went to him and told him. Said, I hear the oxen and I hear the grinding of their teeth. I believe is the way he put it. I hear the sheep. The Lord told him to kill everything. God wants you to kill everything that's in your life that ain't like God wants it to be. Praise the Lord. I tell you, folks, it feels so good this morning serving God. I just about feel like a balloon that could just float on away out of this world. Praise the Lord. I almost feel like I could defy gravity this morning. How do you feel this morning? Ain't God good in your soul this morning? Praise the Lord. It don't hurt me to obey God's word. Praise the Lord. It helps me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want to apply all the words of God to my heart. He said to take the whole book. He said to eat the whole thing. He didn't say do away with what you don't want. I heard a preacher one time, he compared going to the grocery store like reading God's Bible and serving God. He said when you go there, you just get what you need and what you want and go on back home, don't you? You don't get just what you need, just what you want serving God. You get what God wants you to have. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Ain't God good to us this morning? Boy, I love the Word of God. It's a blessing to my soul. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, let's go on. Proverbs 28, where we're going to next. If you're following along in your Bible, Proverbs 28 and verse 20. Sister David, read them three right there for us. Proverbs 28:20. Is this in your book? Proverbs 28:20 is on page 78 at the bottom.
A faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. To have respect of persons is not good, for a piece of bread that man will transgress.
You can stop right there. A faithful man. He's already abound with blessings. Huh? A faithful man. When you got your heart and your mind set on serving God, amen, and the Lord blesses your life and your soul and blesses your hands, what you do, your mind and the way you think, your way going forward, you don't go back and serve God. When God blesses your life, is what I'm telling you, it don't make no difference if you ain't got nothing but one scoop of ice cream. You ain't got to have a whole gallon bucket full. Praise the Lord. I'm bad about trying to keep the refrigerator full. I'm trying to get away from that. We keep on, we're going to have to buy another refrigerator down at the house. I tell you what, folks, it's the small things that counts with God. Sometimes we look for big things, and we look for the big things in life. You ain't got to have T-bone steak every day. pray, Lord, ask, Lord, a tomato sandwich. Lord, if you'll bless me with a tomato sandwich, just give me some mayonnaise to put on it. Praise the Lord. Yeah, I got up yesterday morning, fixed me a banana sandwich with peanut butter on it. And don't you know I said, thank you, Lord. Amen. If you ain't careful, you'll be grumbling and griping. The Lord don't, he don't want them out there just crying about every little thing. He wants you to be a blessed people, the man that abounds with blessings. A faithful man. What kind of man?
Faithful.
That's trusting the Lord. Knowing the Lord's there with you. Boy, ain't this word good this morning. Boy, it just stirred my heart up. Praise the Lord. To make haste to be rich, you can't say that you're going to be innocent if you're in too big a hurry to get that $1 million. You might work and make $1 million over a period of time. But if you ain't careful, you'll say, Lord, I'm going to steal every nickel and every dime I can get. I'll get that $1 million after a while. I want that $1 million. Don't get it the wrong way. The Lord blesses you. Do it the right way. Amen. God can bless you to have it the right way if it's His will. But if it ain't God's will, you be content with what God give you. Paul told it when he was in the penitentiary that he was blessed. He learned to be blessed in any situation that he's in. Praise the Lord. Sometimes we think that we're supposed to be free to get what we want, have what we want. Brother Robert Lee said a little girl quoted the Psalms 23 to him or something or other. Somehow another Brother Robert Lee said she said, the Lord is my shepherd, and what do I want? That ain't the way it reads. He said, little girl, the Lord is my shepherd, and what do I want? That ain't the way you put it. You don't get up there and say, Lord, just give me a Mercedes Benz when you can ride around in a Volkswagen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I bought that little Toyota truck out there about 9 years ago. And boy, I tell you, God's blessed that little truck. I ain't had to spend a whole lot of money in it. When God blesses something, boy, he blesses it. For a piece of bread, a man will transgress. That ain't hardly nothing, is it? If you ain't careful, that greed will take over. That's what we're talking about this morning, is covetousness and greediness. That's one thing that God hates, is a greedy person. He said he loves a cheerful giver. So that means what? Just the opposite from being greedy. He loves a cheerful giver. I tell you what, Sister Lisa, read that 22, that verse 22. You got your Bible up? Read that verse 22, and I want you to read one more verse of Scripture there in Proverbs 28. Now drop down to 27. If you got your Bibles open, look at verse 27.
He that gives unto the poor shall not lack, but he that findeth his heart shall have many a curse.
Lord, consider not that poverty shall come upon you. You know why? You ain't been a blessing with your Lord, with your relationship with the Lord. You ain't been a blessing with the Lord if you are rich. He got plenty. He said in verse 27, he that giveth to the poor shall not lack. Amen. And I know everybody's pretty well blessing with what you got. Church, God's people are blessing with what they got. They want to help somebody. Sometimes they'll slip you a $20 bill, $100. Sometimes they'll do something for you that's a surprise to you. People wants to be a blessing from God when they serve God. When you bless people with what you got, that gives God more room to bless you with something else. Huh? Praise the Lord. When you're blessing somebody's heart, that lets them know that God's blessing your life. Huh? If you act like some kind of stingy old grouchy varmint, praise the Lord. Y'all know about possums, don't you? Boy, they'll grin at you like they just lovey-dovey, but you reach down to grab one, he'll sink them teeth in you. God don't want you to be like that. He give us a good demonstration of the man that fell on the way, on the road to Samaria. The man was left wounded and half dead, struck by thieves. The priest walked around the other side, looked at him. The Levite walked around him and looked at him. And then there come one, a lost man come out there and said, "Lord, have mercy." Bounded him up with his wounds, wiped him down, dressed him up, and carried him to the inn. I tell you, folks, God can bless you when you want to be a blessing. Let's drop down on that page 79. The 1 Timothy chapter 6 is where we're going to now. 1 Timothy chapter 6. On page 79, if you got your book. Maybe you want to read it. Sister Dana, read that 6, 7, 8 down at the bottom of the page.
"But God is discontent in his great hand, for he brought nothing into this world, and he is certainly compared to him. And having fear of man, let us be ever
to him." Donna Kay, you want to read? Sister Marcel, you want to read? Okay. B, read that 9 and 10 for us down at the bottom.
"But that will be rich, falling to depression and snare, and the many foolish and hurtful loves, which drown men in destruction and derision. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some covet it after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through many arrows, many falls."
Now, there's that word in verse 10, covet. And we read that out of Exodus chapter 20. And now you're reading that same thing out of 1 Timothy. Godliness with contentment. Somebody said, godliness, you're supposed to have great gain. You're supposed to have that portion, that yacht and that mansion and that big pile of money. That ain't what he said. He said, godliness with contentment. What you have. What God blesses you with. You say, "I ain't got nothing." Well, that must be where God wants you at with nothing. Everybody ain't supposed to have a bank full of money. Everybody would own a bank if they did. Wilkins Bank and Trust. Huh? You ever heard of that?
No.
Locklear Bank and Trust. You ever heard of that? McPherson Bank and Trust. You ever heard of that? Everybody ain't supposed to own a bank. Everybody ain't supposed to have a bank full of money. Praise the Lord. I tell you, you have to learn to be content where you at with God. Paul said he learned to be content with whatever state he was in. It didn't make no difference what the condition was. You ain't going to carry nothing with you. You won't need nothing when you get to the other side. God's got everything you're going to need over there. Huh? Praise the Lord. When you get to the other side, you'll see everything that you've been missing. Praise the Lord. As a matter of fact, heaven's got everything this world ain't got. Peace and contentment you're going to find in heaven. Praise the Lord. But the rich, they fall into a snare. Many foolish and hurtful lust. Well, when you got money, the wrong crowd flocks in, and it hurts your relationship with the Lord. When you got money and all the bells and whistles, and instead of having white wall tires that thick, you got white wall tires that thick, and you just flashing $100 bills every time you go somewhere, every time you pull up to the store, you pull out a wad of hundreds like that. After a while, you're going to have a crowd that's wanting to fall after you and help you drown in destruction and perdition. I used to say years ago, "Boy, when I got a car, I got plenty of friends. But when I run out of money and lost my car, had to sell it or whatever, back young, you know, trying to learn, boy, your friends was gone. Where are your friends at? You ain't riding. You done lost all your friends. Well, when you get another car dirty, already come right back again. You have a whole car full, ready to go. That's the way it is. When you got something, they'll hang right with you. This world will fall right in there with you. I wish they'd accept Jesus like they accept things of this world. Well, I tell you, they got some foolish mess going on these days. I'm going to tell you something. The government and White House and the senators and all that, they're doing everything they can to contradict the Word of God. They're doing everything they can to contradict the Spirit of God, the movement of God. Don't you look to this government to teach you nothing that's right. For the love of money. A lot of people forget to put that love in there. It ain't the money that's the root of all evil. It's the love of money. That's what causes people to err. I tell you, God bless you to have a little something. I know God blessed you to have a little something. Be content with what God's got for you. Amen. You can't have what everybody else has got. My Lord, if I had everything everybody else has got, wouldn't nobody else have nothing? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Y'all be coming to me for everything. That's the way some of these foreign countries are. These communists, they get a token for so much food every day. They get a little token for every daily work they do. They get a token for this or a token for that. This ain't no communist. There ain't nobody got no dictatorship around here. Praise the Lord. Let every man come and dine. Amen. This ain't just for one or one select people or one chosen. Everybody has got the opportunity to choose God. Now let's look there at 1 Timothy 16:17. Sister Faye, have you read anything? You read too? Read that for us, that 1 Timothy 16:17. Most people get kind of nervous and upset when they know they're around real rich people. I'm talking about people that's loaded. There's some folks I have to deal with sometimes, and I know you do too, that's really loaded with money. I talked with that Alvin McCormick down there one day at the car lot. I bought a car from him, bought a piece of land from him. And he told me down there one day, I asked him a question about hanging around the store down there all day. He said, boy, I'll tell you what, you must think I don't do nothing. He said, if I don't make $10,000 a week, I don't feel like I've done nothing. And this was 35 years ago. Now, how much you feel like you've got to make now? But I tell you one thing. Old Brother Farrell ain't never made no $10,000 a week. $10,000 a week is a lot of money. If I do that for 1 year, I might would have retired a long time ago. $500,000 a year. But look, if you got your Bibles up, look there at 1 Timothy chapter 6. Look at 18 and 19. You got your Bible up, ain't you, Sister Ethel? 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 18 and 19. Rick, go ahead. Rick, distribute. Now, verse 17 said to charge them that be rich in this world. Amen. You ain't, it didn't say go up there and be all shaky and nervous. I know sometimes boys get around rich people. I used to do like that sometimes. But seem like the Spirit of the Lord helps you in situations. If you'll go ahead and obey God, it don't make no difference who you're talking to. You can talk to the judge the same way you talk to the winder down on the corner. Huh? And you know a judge has got a lot of authority. And most of them got a lot of money too. It said, charge them not to be so high-minded in certain riches. Give. He that giveth richly all things to enjoy. God won't give them blessings to the people, rich people. Even the rich people, God gives them. But he said in 18, he said, but they do good. Charging in 17. That they do good, that they be rich in good works. The more money you got, the more good works you can do. The more God blesses you with, the more you can be a blessing. Do you follow that? Ready to distribute. Ready to hand out something sometime. Old Winer stopped me one time. He said he was out of everything. I said, you ain't going to do nothing but go get something to drink. He said, no, I'm not. No, I won't. I promise you I won't. I give him $3 or $5 or something like that. I said, you better not take this money. I said, this is God's money. I said, you better not take this money and go buy that wine or something. I said, you'll be in trouble. Charge them. Praise the Lord. Charge them. Even the ones that ain't rich. Charge them to do the right thing. When you bless them with something. When he asked me for something, he'd give me the opportunity to witness to him. Witness to people. Trying to bring them up. Amen. Even those that are too far up, trying to bring them down where it's supposed to be. That they do good. That they be rich in good works. Laying up in store for themselves a good foundation. You're supposed to be a builder for God, helping God. We're in this thing together. Paul said he planted one water and God give the increase. You see, you're supposed to be a blessing to people. You ain't supposed to take the wine over and give somebody a good curve. He's already on the curve. He needs somebody to help him up off the curve. And you sure better not kick that rich man when you go talking to him. But you better charge him to do good, to be doing good works. If you get an opportunity to talk to him, then say you need to do something good in your life for a change. If he ain't doing nothing good, praise the Lord. Amen. You can be a blessing to people. Now, I reckon we better stop there. We didn't quite get all the way through the verses, but we better stop right there. We done heard the bell and the whistle and everything else. But I believe you got the message on not coveting. When you even covet your own stuff, God's watching you. He said that them that's rich to give and do good work, good riches should follow. Good work should follow good riches. Huh? Be a blessing to people. Amen. God, he'll open up the windows and pour you out a blessing then. Praise the Lord. Any questions or comments? Anything? What was that, Sister Lee? The poor will not be forgotten. Jesus said the poor will be with you always. Amen. All right, we appreciate everybody. Hope you got something out of the Sunday school lesson. Hope the Lord bless you for being in the Sunday school lesson this morning. All right, let's see who's got a birthday this week. Anybody got a birthday this week? Well, that sounds good. How old is that? 47? God, that ain't bad. Anybody else? Got a birthday this week?
We're going to have one on Thursday. I think she'll be 25 then.
25?
Yes.
Turn it around.
If you listen to the world, that's a...
50 is the new 25. You can't go by this world. They talk like if you exercise and eat right and drink the right juice and that type of thing, you go back in age. You don't go back in age. You don't matter what you eat and drink. All right. Does anybody have a happy anniversary this week?
Not yet.
No happy anniversaries? All right, well, let's sing happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy
anniversaries. Most of them say, my baby daddy.
or something like that. They can't save my husband. My baby's dead.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Stay dead,
baby. I don't know how else they put it, but they put it two or three other ways, too.
In
my girlfriend's baby.
Bye.
Praise the Lord. Y'all singing some other songs, Sister Lisa. Look like y'all want to sing another over there. Sing us another one, praise the Lord. Amen. Sing us another song before we go into the preaching part of the service.
Sat in a little chair and sung that song, but you know, I can tell you the time, and I can tell you the place. It was a Wednesday night. It was one pew behind where Mommy is, where she's gone, a little bit over there. And it was 7:35, August the 26th, 2005. I remember. Because it changed my life, Sister Lisa. And finally, when I got up, you know, everything looked different. I said, man, this is... And I didn't say nothing. I didn't testify because it was... We just started church at 7:30. And Grandpa called to pray with prayer request. And I prayed right back there by myself. I said, Lord, I just... Because he'd been on me, seemed like a long time, you know. And I'm sure that in child time, it's a lot shorter than really in reality. But it seemed like it just been on me. It was like it was just tormenting me, Sister Lisa, from a young age. But I look back now, and I'm glad I accepted it. Yeah. I'm glad I accepted it. But I always remember. I remember that little spot back there. I didn't. It wasn't a place I wore my knees in the floor. I don't even know why I was back there, Anita. But that's where I met him, and that's where I've kept him, and he's kept me the whole way. But I appreciate the Lord this morning.
Yeah.
And if you have your Bibles, first turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 3. In verse 16. 2 Timothy chapter 3 in verse 16. When you find it, if you would say amen. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Read it once more. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Now, if you will, flip back with me to Psalms, chapter 119, in verse 105. That's Psalms, chapter 119, and verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Okay. I have sworn and I will perform it that I will keep thy righteous judgments. Now, our last place of scripture is Matthew chapter 6. Start with verse 16. That's Matthew chapter 6. Start with verse 16. Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head and wash thy face, that thou not appear unto men to fast, but unto the Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth it in secret shall reward thee openly. Y'all say a prayer for me. Stretch your hands this way. Pray for me. Lord, help me. Anoint me. I tell you what, you know, sometimes anywhere you go, if you own a job and they got too many rules and regulations that don't make a lot of sense, that's what my job is now. I've got a boss that uses state, threatens us with state, so she does us like, makes us like she wants us. and this is laws and stuff state ain't even never heard about. So it's hard sometimes, you know, when you're doing stuff like that to keep going with a job like that. It makes it difficult. The simplest little tasks become this big old conglomeration of stuff, and you're like, Lord, whatever, we can't do this and we can't do that. What's the point of doing anything? You know, and sometimes we get like that in the Lord. You know, we say, Lord, I've got all these issues and all these problems, all these rules and regulations. And sometimes, you know, this is, and y'all keep praying for me, but this is, and pray for me about this too, I'm on a diet. And you can't tell because it's not working, but I am on a diet, you know. And I've been on a diet for, what, 2 weeks? And the refrigerator never had so much food as it had. And Daddy said, if you keep going on diets, we're going to be big as the barn. And we probably will be because it, but it's fruits and vegetables, you know. But anyway, it's still, we ain't never had a refrigerator so packed. We're going to have to get another refrigerator for me to continue my diet. But, you know, there's rules and regulations that I set up for myself. And, you know, Sister Lisa, sometimes it's hard not to eat cake, and I don't really eat a lot of cake and cookies, and I never wanted them until I started this diet, and now I want things I ain't never wanted. You know, but it's like that. You can make yourself miserable in things you do, Sister B. You can get real miserable and say, Lord, I got this I can't do, and that I can't do, and this is the way it is, and that. And the Lord just laid this on my heart. You know, with that diet, I'm looking forward to weight loss. I want to feel better. I want my knees to quit hurting. I want my back to quit hurting because I'm carrying all this extra Lord. So I'm trying to get to a goal. You know, my end goal is that I'll be slimmer and I'll feel better and things like that. And Sister B, you know, with the Pharisees and the hypocrites, they walked around and they were like, I'm fasting. I'm doing this and I'm doing that. It's a burden on me. Look at all I'm doing. You know, look at how good I am at this stuff. I'm having a fast, and the Lord's really putting me through something. And the Lord, I'm really being tried and tested so much I had to fast. And I've been 40 days and I'm hungry. When the Lord come out of the desert fighting the devil for 40 days, he didn't brag to anybody and he wasn't sad to anybody. Sister B, sometimes it's easy to get sad in what we're going through. Lord, this, oh, this is happening and everything's just bad and I'm just so sad because I'm being put through all this. He said, wipe your face off. Stand up. He said, I'll tell you what. Stay with me, okay? He told me, he said, I give them inspiration. I inspired them to write the Word of God. I told them how to do things. I told them, I said, if you're going through something, here's what to fix it. If you got an issue, here's what to fix it. If you need a problem solved, I'm a problem solver. If you need your burden bearer, I'm a burden bearer. He said, whatever you need, I got. That ought to inspire us, Sister B, to stand up and say, Lord, you know what? You said if I had a Red Sea, you'd part it. If I had a lion's den, you'd put them to sleep. If I had a fiery furnace, you'd make me fireproof. You said, Lord, anything I face, you'd be right there. He said, the Word, it guides me because it's a lamp unto my feet. Sister B, that ought to inspire us to do something. He said, you are more than a conqueror. There's no reason to be sad. There's no reason to say, well, all these rules and all these regulations. He said, I'd be a friend. They're sick and punches in the brother. You can follow a couple of rules. I tell you what, sometimes getting back into the sheepfold is difficult. The Lord tells you, say, you got to do something before you can get back to where you need to be. It ain't always, the first time you get it is easy. The first time the Lord comes in, it's easy. But that next time, you have to lay stuff aside and say, Lord, whatever tripped me up last time, I won't let it trip me up this time. But your Word ain't good enough no more, Sister Dawn. You got to show Him. He said you have to be tried by fire. You have to be purified. Because whatever got you last time, I'll get you this time if you're not careful. He told me, he said, don't be like the Pharisees. Don't be sad and depressed because the Lord asked you to do something. Don't be downtrodden because He told you this is what you got to do. You got to use my Word as a guide and you got to follow it. It's your lamp and your light and you're not going nowhere until you follow that lamp and follow that light. He said, get up, wash your face and don't be so sad and downtrodden.
say it again. I said it depressed earlier. I'm going to say it like it meant something, Sister Taylor. Back there, on August the 26th, 7:35, 2005, I said, Lord, will you forgive me? And he said, yes. I said, Lord, will you be my friend? And he said, yes. I said, Lord, will you inspire me? And he said, yes. Then in 2008, July the 3rd, I got a Holy Ghost. I got the Holy Ghost. Got saved July 26th. Got sanctified July 27th. 3 years later, I got the Holy Ghost. And I've been walking ever since. Let me tell you something about the Holy Ghost. It's a fire that keeps burning. It's a light that keeps burning. It's a hallelujah. It's a comforter. And it's a God. I said, Lord, be my lamp unto my feet. Let God be wherever you want me to go. In the darkest places. In the lightest places. Say, Lord, I'll follow you. Where you lead, I'll follow you. Be a wheel in the middle of a wheel. So you don't have to lay it down. You don't have to let it go. Lord, let me tell you something. The Lord don't tell me stuff to waste your time and to waste my time. Okay? Let me tell you about it. Let me tell you about yourself. You're going to give it up and let God have it. Quit being so sad and depressed and upset. Or you're going to keep being sad and depressed and upset. Right. I don't know what else to tell you, Sister Beth.
Yeah.
Right. Okay? When the Lord says something one time, don't wait for me to preach another message. We done said it. He done said it. I've got to preach 10 sermons. Y'all smart.
Yeah.
Ain't you smart? Mm-hmm. You ain't got to have a GED or a diploma or a college education to use some brains. Right. Well, the Lord tells you not to do something, but tells you to do something. Right. You don't do what he didn't tell you to do, and you do what he told you to do.
That's right.
It's simple. He said, I gave him words. Right. And he said, follow it. Let it be a lamp. Until I let it guide me, Lord. He said, I gave it to you for a guide. So what's in the book is what's in the book. Okay? This Bible right here. It's my favorite Bible. Because the church gave it to me. And it's got everything I want the way I want it. Tabs. Maps. Ain't got enough bookmarkers if y'all only done any. I use so many bookmarkers, it ain't fun. I got Kleenex boxes for bookmarkers. So donate to your preacher and give me some bookmarkers. But I will tell you this. This is my favorite, but it don't touch the ground. No Bible of mine touches the ground. Because it's precious.
That's
right. That one, I like Priscilla McGurk, I really do. And she had cancer. And she said that the Lord said for her to stand on the Bible. If the Lord tells you that, do it. I don't want to hinder you from getting healed. If the Lord tells you to stand on the Bible. But the Lord really has to tell me because I don't let it touch the ground. Okay? Now, the Lord works in mysterious ways. I can say it and tell. But I am going to say I am careful with my Bible. Because they were inspired to write this, sister. They need to tell you the way. To tell you what you need to do. Because he said, don't let the trials that you go through are strange. That nobody else has ever been through them before. Because people have. And they wrote them down for you. So when you're facing something, Brother Sammy, you know what to do. He said, I gave you a way. I gave you something to guide you. I gave you a light in the darkness. I gave you a way out of the sea when you're on the storm. I gave you a way out. He said, I gave you an anchor to hold secure and safe. And it's this book. Mama, all you need is in there. But if you don't follow it, you're going to be depressed.
That's right.
Let me tell you something, Christian. This ain't to be sad.
Right.
He said, my burden is light, my yoke is easy.
Yeah.
But you got a burden and you're going to have a yoke.
Right.
He said, it's light and it's easy, but it's still a burden.
Praise
he said, I promise you, that I come through and I take everything away and never have no more financial problems and never have no more love problems and never have no more sicknesses and never have no more troubles and trials. He said, I didn't tell you that. He said, I told you I'd help you carry them. But there ain't no reason for you to be sad. Ain't no reason for you to be sad. This is a good way. We got a good heritage. We come from a good heritage. A long line. There is no excuse. And there's no reason to be sad. No reason to be worrying. I tell you why you're worrying and I tell you why you're sad. Because you don't want to do what's been through. And I ain't going to say nobody ain't never been there. And ain't never felt that way. Because Lord knows, Sister Dawn, there's been times I was in here and I said, Lord, I can't do that. There's no way. I shouldn't have to do that. It's in the book. If you're going to have the way and you're going to walk it and you want to have peace and you want him to, he said, he come to the storm and he said, peace be still. There's nothing stopping him from saying, peace be still, but you. You know what Peter done? He said, Lord, if it's really you, call me to come. Jesus said, come on. Hell, he said, come.
Yeah.
And Peter got to looking, and then he got to looking around, and he said, Lord, look at all of this. I have to give up. All I got to let go. And he started sinking, and the Lord said, Peter, why did you take your eyes off of me?
Yeah.
But I'm your happiness. The Lord's my happiness. Let me tell you something about me. I ain't never been on a date. I ain't never been smooched. I ain't never had a boyfriend, and I am happy.
Praise the Lord.
Listen, I believe the Lord's going to send me somebody. But if he don't, I got peace about it, sister. It don't bother me, because the Lord's my happiness. The Lord's my happiness. It's tough with my supervisor at my job. But I walk around, sometimes saying, walk around me, Jesus. Walk around. And I see it where she can hear. I hear you in that storage room saying, I said, I'm meant for you too. I need some peace in this place. When he says peace, be still. I sure do. And it's working out, Sister B. The Lord's working on my behalf at that job. And the Lord's working on my, he's somewhere. I don't know where he is and I don't know what he's doing, but the Lord's got him somewhere. But I'm content, just like I am. It don't bother me a bit. I'm big. And I didn't do nothing about it until it started bothering me. It don't matter to me what other people, you know what I'm saying? People say stuff. It's all right. I got slammed and I, you know what I'm saying? Stuff ain't always where it's supposed to be. But, you know, it is. Yes, thank you. It is what it is. Sister Dina, the Lord is makes you content. He Paul said, I'm content whether I'm abased or bound, whether if I've got it or if I don't got it. That's the way Christians ought to be. But I appreciate the Lord, and I appreciate y'all. And if you'd like to, let's gather around and pray for each other and pray for ourselves. You know, that's one thing that helps us bond in unity is to pray for each other.
Right.
You know, if you ain't got problems, if the message didn't hit you, because message always ain't for everybody. I might say something that touches everybody, but it ain't always directly for everybody. So pray for the people it's for. Say, Lord, whoever the message touched, help them. Okay? Y'all gather around the altar and pray just like you feel.
Thank you. Oh, Yes, he
That's
is.
Right.
Bless the Lord.
He's a God of his word.
Yes, he is.
I found that out.
Yeah, yes. Praise the Lord.
He's a God that'll be with you.
Yeah.
Through the good times and through the bad.
That's right.
Woo!
Praise the Lord.
God's not dead. Think about it.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
He's not dead, brother.
He's still alive.
He's still alive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he will do anything we ask him.
Yeah.
He said,
mm-hmm.
If you ask in my name,
yeah.
Believe it in your heart.
Yeah.
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 If you're seeking him for something,
yeah.
Believe it.
Yeah.
It shall be done.
That's right. Yeah.
Praise God.
Right.
Brother Dale.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm feeling a little relief.
Yeah. Go ahead. Thank the Lord.
I'm telling you. It shall be done.
Mm-hmm.
You may ask God, Sister Pam, many years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when he sees best,
yes, he'll do
he'll do it.
Yes, he will.
He'll
praise
do
the
it.
Lord. Yes, he will.
I'm telling you, I'm so glad I serve a living
yeah.
God.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad he's well.
Yes.
Right.
And I'm so glad it is well with my soul.
Yes, praise the Lord.
I'm glad it's well. With,
yes.
my
with my soul.
That's right. Thank you, Jesus.
I appreciate the Lord this morning
yeah,
for what
too.
He's done for Praise me, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm telling you,
yeah.
I just see that song. My God's not dead.
He's still alive.
Jesus is on the right hand of
on
the Father.
Yes.
Interceding for you and me, Dina.
Yes, he is.
You don't think he saw you standing there?
Those tears,
God?
Yes, he saw it.
Oh, yes, he did.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, yes, he did.
Yeah.
He saw the very intent of your heart.
That's right.
He knows what your heart needs.
That's right.
He knows what you need.
That's exactly
he
right.
He said in his words, he knows what we have need of.
That's right.
Before we ever ask him.
That's
before
right.
we even ask.
Praise the Lord.
Before we ever ask.
Before we ever
end. I have learned to depend on God's
Praise
word.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
I've learned
to
trust.
That's right.
I think a lot of times we're not trusting God like
no.
we should. A lot of times we're not asking God. Because sometimes we think we're bothering God.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what he wants us to do.
That's exactly
he wants
right.
us to ask him.
We That's
serve
right.
a true and
That's
a
right.
God.
Yes,
Very
we do.
Sad.
Praise the Lord.
And he's not a dead God.
No.
He's a God of his word. And
yes,
and
he
what
is.
What he said he would do, he would do.
Praise
what
the
he's
Lord.
Done for others,
right.
he'll do for you. Right. Yes, right. praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
He'll set you
Brother
free.
Darryl, he don't have a respect the person.
No.
no, he doesn't.
No.
Not with God.
No.
We all
equal
with God.
Thank
you. And I just thank him this morning. It's good to be in the house of God.
Yes.
That's right.
If my body would have its way, it'd say, stay home.
Stay home
right.
in bed.
You can't make it today,
Praise
sister.
The Lord.
But thank God
Praise
I come this morning and
yes.
heard the word of God.
Yeah.
Touch my soul.
Feel the Praise Spirit.
Let thy
God.
Word be a lamp to my feet.
Thank
to
you.
God.
God to my path.
If
Praise
we'll follow his word, sister.
That's right.
We can't go wrong.
That's right.
We're not
going to
exactly
go down
right. the wrong road.
No.
If we follow his word, Brother
God.
That's
right.
right. That's right.
We ain't going to go down.
That's right.
Church, look on. We serve a living God.
Yes, we do.
You know, she said, don't be sad. Hey, God's brought us some money home.
Yes,
right.
he has.
And
he sure
he's
going
to continue to take us through, Sister Pam.
Right.
Sometimes times may look dim, ain't it?
Yeah.
But he's going to carry us through.
He's
going to be right there. He ain't dead, and he ain't deaf.
That's right. That's exactly right.
That's right. And we don't get a busy signal when we call.
That's right. That's exactly right.
We don't have an interruption. The devil may try to interrupt us, but hey, we can bypass him and keep going.
That's exactly right.
Pray for me when I go to prayer meeting, because I really need your prayers. God's going to help me.
Yes, he is. He sure is.
Sister Pam, he's bringing me through. Yes. And I appreciate the Lord for
that. Yes.
I don't deserve it, ain't you? Mm-hmm. You know, we all feel like that sometimes.
Right. Yeah, we do.
But you know, he's a good and merciful
yes,
God.
Yes, he is.
And he's a compassionate God.
Yes, he is.
Very, very compassionate.
He sure yes, is.
He is very compassionate. Right. And that's he loves right. us all. Right. And he loves you. And he's waiting on you.
That's right. He sure is. That's right.
He's waiting on you. Yeah. And you're coming.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're oh,
yeah.
Good.
You're yeah.
One of these days, you just turn loose and let God.
Praise the Lord.
And
that's right.
That's right.
That's right.
Because I tell you, there ain't nothing worse. Nothing in this world.
Better. Nothing better. That's right. Say nothing worth it.
Jesus is worth it all.
Yes, he is.